This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
This is exactly right.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.
What you think about that? I'm the Subaru brat.
One, two. What? Huh? What?
You.
Huh?
Yeah. You.
Here we go. Here we go. My name is Chris, and I'm here to say I'm terrible at rapping. Take the mic away. It was better the first time. If, when I'm freestyle rapping, I try not to...
Pre-plan it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or put on some fake voice. Okay, welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
This is Karen Kilgareth.
We are taking a left on a street.
Yes.
We have a mobile podcast.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Three-legged dog? No.
Just a
plain old four-legged dog.
Well, maybe keep our fingers crossed.
Next time.
If she keeps jaywalking like that, we can get the dog we want.
Next time I'll call out a suggestion to her.
Yeah.
Amputee dogs make more money on Instagram, ma'am.
Yeah,
Something like that.
She hopefully would yes and that.
I know. It might be too aggro.
Oh,
there's a lady just wearing a slip.
Oh, wow.
That's today.
She forgot the outer layer of her dress. That is a slip. But you know what? I'm not going to shame her. Good for you. Look at that.
She can.
You know
and
what?
So she is.
That's just one of those American Apparel shiny dresses.
I see.
They used to be a slip back in the 80s.
Thank you for explaining clothes to me, Chris. Women's clothes.
Now, don't get me started on underpants. Back in the 50s, they were called bloomers, but the wires used to stick in every lady's bosom.
Oh, so many bosoms were killed in the 50s because of bloomer injuries.
And then they created the wireless underpant.
By Truen Co.
Yes.
Over 7 million women were polled.
Yeah, it wasn't there. It was, I think, maybe not. It was certainly worn with under a dress, but it was a spring stool that you sat on. Do you know what that's called?
No. Do you mean that?
Like back in the days, like the ladies on the old Wendy's tabletops.
Yes. Do you mean like the hoops in their hoop skirts that kept the skirt from sticking out?
There was an old-timey dress.
No.
That had a big, like a butt goiter, but it was made of springs, and you would sit on it.
Oh, a bustle. Yes.
Is it called a bustle?
I think that was more like the 1800s, like the mid to late 1800s, and the bustles were like, because you were supposed to have this big old rump. It was very like, you know, I don't want to say symbolic. I don't think that's the right phrase.
Everyone wanted one, and so around Christmas time, people were hustling to get the bustle.
And that's where the phrase hustle and bustle
yes,
comes.
A lot of people don't know these things.
Finally, today.
Yes. If we give you nothing else, it's false information.
That's right. Now, can I tell a true story that really is a true thing that happened to me?
Yes.
Thank you. Wait, first I have to get myself onto the two.
It's the kind of comedy people like hearing these days. Truth-based stories.
Truth-based. It's more helpful. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
One-liners have never helped anyone. Okay. You hear that? Mitch Hedberg.
So, R.I.P. So, if you would find the exit that we need to take off the two, because we're getting onto the two now.
All right.
Which is one of my more favorite, of course, everyone knows that the 110 is, I mean, sorry, the 105 is my favorite freeway, but the two.
It's like no one knows about it.
Yeah, same. And the two is not far behind, but it does have much more traffic on it.
Want to know my favorite?
Which one?
Then we get your truth. Serum?
Yep.
Story?
That's what I call that new segment. The truth serum.
I like the 90.
The 90?
Yeah, the Marina Freeway. Oh. Used to go straight to my front step.
For real?
Back when I lived with all those retired boat captains.
The 90, what does that go along the water?
It goes basically from the corner of Slauson, where that Fox Hills Mall is in Culver City.
Yep,
it starts there and just goes like 4 miles to Lincoln Boulevard.
Right,
but it's
right,
a full-on six-lane freeway that's just for the locals. It's like those retired rich boat captains just made their own freeway because they were tired of zigzagging through town.
Yeah, I mean, look, who could blame them? It's called the 90?
Yes, the 90.
I've never heard of it. I've lived here for 25 years.
Yes, the 90 is great, a.k.a. the Marina Freeway.
I love it. Okay,
yeah.
Next time I'm over there, I'm going to hop on and then hop back off.
It's just, yeah,
call you
have
you
no
on the
choice.
Phone. Right.
The only way you can stay on it is if you get a flat.
And if you have that kind of commitment, do it. It's a whole different experience.
Tell your truth story.
Fine. Our exit also, please.
It's not for a little bit.
Okay. Truth story number one, also the name of my new acoustic album, is that I was driving up. Now, I tweeted this, so it's a little irritating because I'm doing a tweet, but it really happened in real
life. I've done that. Day of tweets, I've done that. It's a scam, and I'm sorry.
The thing is that if I'm excited enough to tweet about it, it really happened, and I want to talk about it.
And if people like the tweets, they want to hear the story.
So this is a behind-the-tweet story that I love to tell. So I'm going over to the office yesterday, I think it was, and I'm going up Western, which is the way I found is the fastest way to get from my house to the office.
Right.
Because I'd gone many, many ways, and they all took 45 minutes. So going up Western, for miraculously, in the middle of the day on a Friday, there's this huge patch with no traffic, like literally no cars coming or going
so
on Western.
You thought something was wrong.
Well, it looked absolutely like the apocalypse.
Sure.
Or Armageddon, whichever. Or the, what's the one where
everyone goes? Carmageddon, I think, is what they used to call it. Remember, that was something they reported about before
Yeah, Carmageddon,
the actual...
that's when all the cars are there.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is the reverse, this is anti-Carmageddon.
Oh, wow.
This is no cars. So it looks like the, what's the thing when everybody gets called up to heaven, Stephen?
The Leftovers.
Yes, this TV series, The Leftovers. Okay, so no cars. One dude, very tall, skateboarding up Western all by himself, all across all 4 to 6 lanes.
It's a huge. Sounds like my kind of guy.
Right?
He's
so awesome.
A little too tall, but.
I'm coming up on him, but I'm slowing down. He's getting over to the right, and as he's getting over, turns around because he hears my car. And then he turns himself around on the skateboard, looks at me, and gives me a salute as I pass him and as he continues going forward,
Are
but
we
now
talking
backwards.
Full fingers together and
yes.
straight. Salute.
Very official looking military salute, but backward. He's now standing backwards on his skateboard. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. I immediately pointed at him like
it's
that.
It's the next one.
Do you have any true stories from
your
week?
Did he, after that was it? You just found out he used to be in the military and then started skating?
None of that part happened. All I did was point, as he saluted me, I then pointed at him in a kind of, in a way that reminded me of Ursula the Sea Witch, where I did one kind of pinky, fourth finger, third finger point. Very dramatic.
Yes.
I think he really got it.
Oh, that's great.
But no, it was just really exciting because it was just him and me, open road on Western, and he decided to have some fun with it. And that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
In the world, in my life experiences.
It does. And I'm a skateboarder, so I already, but I appreciate that made you feel good.
I feel seen.
A similar situation to that happened where this kid just grabbed onto my wheel well and just nodded at me as if it was totally normal to be doing that. And I nodded at him and I drove and he gave me a thumbs up to go faster. And I towed him up a San Francisco street and then he immediately beelined it down the hill into traffic. And that felt pretty cool.
That's hilarious.
Because it was like, hey, we're buddies. He didn't know I skated. He didn't know I knew the lingo and wore the shoes. Yeah, it was great. I was there. I was doing shows on my own, and before that with Caitlin and Jackie, and it was the funnest time
ever. That's right, Caitlin Gill, Jackie Cation.
Yes, and they are just the best, and I had so much fun. And then I stuck around San Francisco and did a show in Mill Valley, which I would like to talk about. No one in the audience was under 50. And they were all at least fiscally conservative, but it's funny because it's like where Bill Weir and Grateful Dead guys retire, and now it's a rich person place.
So
it's like hippie conservative. It was interesting. I didn't want to have a talk about politics with anyone, but I skated right at these docks next to the USS Hornet, which picked up Buzz Aldrin and I think Neil Armstrong, in the center of the ocean. So it's this haunted old museum on an aircraft carrier. And I skated right with that in the background, and with the breeze flowing, there was just these perfect skate obstacles. It was almost like someone built it for skateboarding, but it was just to like, it was right there by the boats. It was beautiful.
Oh.
It was beautiful.
Where? What city?
It really made me feel like great. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Alameda specifically. And then we're going to take a left up here.
Okay.
On the... Remember when the street was funny? Chevy.
Now it's Chevy. Old and mad.
Yeah, now it's grumpy. Chevy Chase, take a left. And then from that, we will get more. I won't be as audible about it because we don't want people to hunt down and attack our guest, who's going to be Dave Ross.
He's going to be so attackable.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to Dave. We had him on once before. So many things have happened since. At the time, I believe he was selling a fake campaign sign that didn't it say like literally anyone else or something?
It was, it was like 2016, I don't know, not Trump though.
Right. Yeah, you have a good memory.
I thought that was the funniest thing ever.
It was great. I was paraphrasing it. I don't know if it's paraphrasing if you're adding words and misquoting the whole thing.
I think that is paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Or and it's taking just, liberties.
Or being illiterate.
It's all those things. You're everything.
And then we're going to take a right.
At the hospital.
No, on a diagonal, so get in the right lane.
Okay.
And
what a gorgeous area Dave lives in.
It really is.
What if Dave lived at the hospital?
What if that's how we found out he was injured? Here's my address, and he's just in traction.
He just wanted visitors at the hospital.
Orderlies, throw him in the back seat.
Dave, you should have told us that you were in a terrible car accident. Yeah, I didn't want your pity.
And these orderlies, it's like they don't really work here. That's just the fat boys.
Oh.
You remember the movie Disorderly?
Sure.
Sure, who doesn't?
Who couldn't?
Boy, it's like he lives right here.
He has an album coming out with some of my favorite album cover art I've ever
it's
seen.
It's amazing.
I
and
love
he's
it
done
so
a good
much.
Job of like and like making these little animations to promote it.
I just texted him and said we're outside, and he said, "Okay, I'm only 20 minutes away."
Oh, that's so funny.
Which is something I would do in real life.
Well, should we pause for a moment?
No, he's joking.
Oh, that's terrific.
I mean, it really seemed like he was joking. I can't imagine.
Yeah, that would be funny. I don't think. It's hard to read tone in text jokes.
That's exactly where you can't read it.
Right.
And that's why so many people get divorced.
It's never going to work out if you're in a phone-based long-distance marriage.
No fucking way.
Just because of the communication. They don't make a font for sarcasm.
No.
They need to.
And you know what's funny is even if you consider yourself to have a great sense of humor, few of us get sarcasm when it matters most. I've had so many times where I read and reread, like, it's someone that I know a little bit, but not really well. And then I'm like, they could be joking and they could be serious. And I have no idea. Like, the floor drops out from underneath the fun text thread because right. You're just like, I don't know what's going on.
He said he is home.
Oh, good. I mean, I believe
he's
it.
He's feeding his cat. He's walking out now. Do you want to go play?
Are you happy that you crawled up his asshole?
He's what? I'm in him like in inner space. I am Martin Short.
There he is.
Right now I'm floating in his urethra. There he is. He's walking in front of the car, Karen. He's waving his arms. You can see him now. Yay, Dave.
Oh, he's locked out.
Sorry.
Did you
like that? Not intentional.
Big production.
Yeah, the old locked door prank.
We applaud you right up to the locked door.
Oh my God, hi.
Hi, Dave.
How are you?
That's Steven. Do you know Steven?
Yeah.
All right.
I did his podcast a while ago, and also we were just emailing about it happening again.
Wow.
Speaking of happening again, this is your second time on the podcast. We've already recapped some of the stuff. Last time you had that campaign sign that was going viral, and people were ripping it off. Oh my God! Look out! Sorry.
Fuck.
Sorry. That was close.
Man. That Jesus.
Thank you for having me on. Do You Want to Die?
Yeah.
Can I just say though? If that, like, if the cops had to come to that accident, that was an asshole that saw a person trying to back out of a driveway onto the street that just passed them on the right.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That sucked. That was shitty.
That was pretty shitty.
In their defense, we were on the wrong side of the road, but they knew.
Backing into the street.
Oh, let's go. Let's follow them. That's it. It's finally going to happen.
No, Karen, I'm with you in the sense that, like, here's the thing. You were completely in the wrong. You know what I mean? It was entirely your fault. And it's just the truth.
But I really would not have allowed this if I'd known where you were going to take it.
That being said.
That being said, I think human kindness and an understanding of what's going on
was not displayed,
and it's more important than following the fucking rules.
Exactly.
Well, can I just say, how do you back out of that parking driveway?
I never back out. Because I just drive in and park in my spot, and then I turn around in there and come out head first.
Got it.
But tell me, will you back...
Now I will.
Will you back me up by backing out next time?
Absolutely.
No, I won't back down.
I actually feel the way you felt about that with a lot of traffic stuff. Like something that happens in LA a lot is traffic will back up across an intersection, and cars won't be paying attention, and they'll drive through the intersection, and then they'll just be stopped in the middle. Mm-hmm. Then the light will change, and then they're in the middle of the intersection blocking people. And something that drives me so insane is that then the people that are blocked in start honking.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, they were wrong, but what do you think's going to happen here?
Yeah. The people in front of you
can't move. Yeah.
You in front of me, get on the sidewalk.
I'm going to make you regret this even more.
Oh,
look at this guy.
Oh, we're watching a fender bender. Did that person fall asleep?
No, that's just the LA thing. He wants to get over, so he's just getting over.
Yeah, I think that.
It's kind of what I did earlier.
Yeah, that's
how it is down here.
Here's the thing, Karen. You were wrong. But there's a thing called human decency. And it goes beyond our man-made traffic laws.
Traffic laws are man-made. They're not God's laws.
No, you like to think God had anything to do with it, but this is all the devil's work.
And then on the fifth day, he created unprotected lefts.
Oh, come on.
Did you write that up last night?
Yeah, it's a tweet. It's a tweet. We do a lot
of... We're just out here saying tweets.
We do tweet repeats is what we like to call it on this show.
Tweet repeat. I like it.
Dave, what's going on?
Oh, man.
What's new?
So much.
Is it your album? Is your album?
My album is new. That's what I've been working on the most.
How much traffic material do you do on it?
Oh, man, yeah. Track one is called Traffic.
Yeah.
And track two is called Airplanes.
Yeah. Oh, so you heighten it.
Yeah.
Literally.
Totally.
Yeah.
If you're not in one, you're in another.
Track three is called Karen Kilgariff's first album.
Woo!
Oh, wow.
And where, you just rip it to shreds.
That's the one where you just do her material, right?
Absolutely.
Verbatim.
No, it's... It, yeah, that's what I've been working on, and that just came out, and so today I've just been kind of chilling.
Now,
go ahead.
Nice my question is, did you record it? Is it one show? Did you collect up a bunch of different performances?
It's two shows. I did the thing that's so scary, which is I had two shows in a row in one night, and I announced that it was the album recording.
Yes.
So everyone in the room knew, so yep. It was terrifying for all of us.
Right.
You know? Everyone in the room, including me, felt a great deal of pressure for it to be good, more yep. so than a regular show.
Yeah, it's hard to do it as a secret, though, because you got microphones and extra
Absolutely.
Equipment, unless you hide them under the seat. But what are you, Oprah?
Well, and then if you don't make it a big public thing, then people don't know it's a big deal and to support you and
right.
share. And but I will say, even though that was all terrifying, it was cool. It was at the Echo. It was two shows in one night, at 8 and at 10, and they both filled up, and they were incredible.
Nice. Like,
yeah, it's weird. I mean, I think we all feel the same about stand-up in this car. It's so fucking hard for me to feel good about something, and
sure.
I feel good about that album. I feel very good
That's
about
terrific.
It.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
terrific. That's how
great.
I felt about my special, if I ever get the damn thing finished.
Oh, man, I want to see that so badly.
But did you find that your album was mostly the second show? I'm just getting, because you get that first one out of the way.
No, it was actually mostly the first show.
Oh, wow. How different than what I thought.
No, yeah, I like everything. Well, you know, I mean, it was a little bit of luck in that the first show was so electric. It might be the best show I've ever done.
That's great.
It filled up, and, you know, it was just cool because I started stand-up in L.A., and I came up here the whole way. And I'm, like, pretty loud about the fact that I'm an L.A. comic, too. And so to, like, record at a venue in L.A. that I love and a neighborhood that I love, like, all other L.A. people I knew saw that and came and were supportive.
Yeah.
And, the difference between the first show and the second show, they were both good, but the second show was the one that was mostly comics.
Mm.
And so it was just, like, it was funny because the jokes did well, but what really did well the second show was when I, like, fucked up and and riffed and stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's the reason I ended up using the first one.
Is that the show where you asked if they like country music and then that one lady said yes and you said, that shit sucks. Screw you. Dave.
Did that.
He started chanting his own name.
Actually, I did that both shows.
Oh, okay.
So that was in my act. It's the beginning of a bit, actually, about how I like country music. But I start that way. I say, does anyone like country? And then usually someone whoops or says yes, and then I shame them.
Right, of course.
Right.
But since it was on the album, I wanted to afford for any possibility, because every now and then no one cheers.
Right.
And then that's funny, but I wanted it on the album.
Right.
So I called Jake Weissman and asked him to yell yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, big.
And he was like, sure. And I told him,
thank you, Karen.
So sorry.
Oh, we you held your arm up like yeah. a concerned mother.
Yes, yes.
I love carpool. I always
Karen treats me like a satchel of overdue books.
Well, don't we all, Chris?
It's what you're like.
Don't spill your juice, sweetie.
So wait, did Jake was he good at delivering his line realistically?
He did, but then look, there were other people. You can't really hear him because a couple other people were like, woo, yeah. And Jake, I think, purposely didn't do it that loud because I told him, I was like, look, man, this is a shitty thing I'm asking you because I'm going to immediately shame you after you yell the thing I asked you to yell.
Yeah.
I think that he, of all people, is okay with being shamed.
I think so, too.
It's like, into it, right?
I deserve this.
It's
That's
perhaps
his
lifeblood.
Yeah.
That's terrific. And it's been really impressive, the animations and the promoting we texted, and I was like, it took a long time for you to make that
yeah.
animated, I guess, is it a GIF?
No,
or is it a GIF?
It's actually a series of stills
yes.
that you flick through on Instagram story. I'm a very specific artist. I like to do things that are not as modern as the current technology we have and take way longer.
It always looks good to do that because essentially it's a flip book, which when
That's
I was a
rad.
Kid, I used to make. I spent way too much time with those flip book cube, like the post-it note cube, and I just do scenes after scenes, and wished I still had them so I could scan them and do like you did, because you can tell
Chris, actually, I mean, I'm so sorry for doing this, but because this is such an intense plug. But but I didn't make CDs or tapes with my album. I literally made a flipbook.
Oh, my God. Rad. That's so cool. I'm going to play
Chris,
it.
Chris, it's like your dream is coming true right now.
I'm a little happy kid again. Look, it's moving.
Dave's thing is moving.
It's an optical illusion. There he is. His shirt's over his face. Oh, no, it circles close. And then he sunk into the flower. The flowers are depleting. I wish you people could see this. Oh, and then a thing shot out. It's like a 3D book. Oh, it's a download card at the end, shoots into your lap. That was amazing.
Chris, happy birthday.
Oh, my God, Chris. Man. Yes. I hate that I always make this podcast about me. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
That is so cool.
It's great.
What a
man,
great
man, thank you guys for doing
plan.
That. This is such a... No, that's you... Come on, man.
Oh, I really
First of all,
want
you
this.
Can keep that anyway, this but that made so you so happy. Why would I
love it?
You're like, I'll take that back. Thank you.
Well,
I only have four of these.
Okay, so when you made the Instagram story animations and stuff, were you using these images that you had already, or did you just do it again?
Yeah, I mean, I'm also... I was a graphic designer for a long time. I guess, I mean,
you
I still
were?
Technically am. Yeah, my job...
I thought
first,
you were a radio DJ.
I was a radio DJ, and I quit that, and then I was a web developer for a while, and that, like, graphic design was part of that.
Dave, that's a real, like, adult job. Okay, yeah, no one hit me with their car.
God, everyone yeah. today.
Jesus.
What is happening?
It's
what's
almost like driving
leak?
While recording a podcast is dangerous.
It's oh, and God. A bad idea.
We almost pulled a Pepitone with you.
Also,
did you kill
my
Eddie?
Choice to do.
Yeah, he's no longer
almost.
With us.
my choice to do an east-west drive, too, is a terrible mistake here at sundown.
Oh, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
We are no Magellans.
I think I should go left, right, to get toward Echo Park.
Just yeah, totally.
Left
where
is
we
what
at
I
now?
Want.
Turn whatever direction We're gets still... us away from the sun.
We're Glendale. Still in Glendale, right? Is this yeah. Glendale Boulevard?
I just did a big, weird U. Yeah, so this is Glendale Boulevard.
Yeah, go left.
Okay, great.
Absolutely.
Great.
And you know what? Just take this guy all the way down to San Fernando and bang a left. You
Holy
know what I mean?
Shit, Dave. Okay, so you're a graphic designer. You're sitting at your desk. You're dreaming of more. Your sweatshirt is pulled up under your glasses
yes.
and over your nose.
I just dressed like that all the way until I started
like.
Stand-up.
There he is. Look at him go.
Isn't that cool?
That's great, actually.
I'm flipping through.
I am
you
so...
You can hear it.
You know, it's funny, the one thing about having made a flipbook instead of a CD people buy is it's like another thing. So it's not, like, people are congratulating me on the record and stuff, but this is the first time I've been near someone else experiencing the flipbook, and I'm so happy it was you.
It's
and
so it, good.
And I'm happy to see it because a long time ago, I was talking to Ryan about doing an album, trying to do a graphic novel, and...
Oh, wow. Really?
Have it be a book. And not this straightforward, though, where it's like just an apparatus to contain the... At the time, people
right.
still had CDs. And,
right, right,
and
right.
I thought, well, maybe the CD could somehow be in the book. And it sounded like it would be very expensive. Did it make
it's
sense?
It's definitely more expensive. Damn, I do feel like people are
there, it's yeah. something going on.
That was crazy. That should
was
not
insane.
Stop at all.
Are bath salts back? Jesus.
This weekend only.
These people are doing the vehicular version of eating a naked man's face.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, but you've also been saying that sentence all day.
What?
Was it expensive?
Yeah, way more so than other types of merch. It was like, buying them in
so
bulk,
cool.
it was like $8 a book or something like that.
Right.
But it's
yeah.
worth...
It's very cool.
Ryan from A Special Thing, so cool. I was like,
he's the
hey,
best,
man, do you need me to like throw in on this or we can just not do it? And he was like, you know what, man, I'll lose money on this if I have to. I just want to flip.
Yeah, that's so great.
He's the
yeah.
best. He's yeah. such a good... He's a visionary. He knows, yes. he knows what to invest in and
he
why.
He has a Grammy now.
He does.
That's so insane.
For wow. whose album?
Well, he, Patton.
Oh, rad.
Wow. The Yeah, he put out the Patton Oswalt's album that won a Grammy, and so he has a Grammy. And he didn't tell me that. If he told me that, I would hate him.
Right, he would. That's not his style.
No.
When him and Matt asked me to do an album, I was so honored. I was,
oh, yeah.
I almost cried. But later on when they weren't around. But
oh, not in front of them.
Never,
no,
never.
No, no.
But
yeah,
they'll
make fun of you. They call you names.
Yeah,
they would have. They immediately punch me in the arm as
Absolutely.
Hard as they can.
It's like
twice.
It's like
just...
in the play yard.
The play yard.
The recess ground.
Just like over in the tan bark when they corner me at lunchtime.
So specific and real.
True story.
So you're on the Special Thing Records label.
Yes.
How does that feel?
Feels good. Feels really good. I like it. It's like flipping through their catalog the other day and was just like, God damn, everything on here is so, you know what I mean? It's like Paul F. Tompkins is one of my favorite comedians of all time. All his stuff's on there. Feels great.
That guy, is he doing stand-up? I think last time I saw him, I'm like, I'm just always trying to get everyone to do stand-up, and I'm a person that wants to quit every other time I'm doing it, so it's
well, yeah, when you love someone's stand-up, all you want is for them to keep doing stand-up. And it's so hard and has such a little monetary return that it's like the thing people are the readiest to quit.
Right.
Yeah, left here is fine.
Sorry to interrupt you, Dave, but I just spotted a Starbucks drive-thru, and if we can get into that thing, we're doing it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's kind of what we do.
It's kind of the whole premise of this podcast.
Yeah,
really.
It's not about you. It's about that sweet, sweet jitter juice.
Oh, no.
I know. I love making you laugh and then regretting that you laugh.
Wait, any shit, laugh that is immediately followed by a
Fuck. Shit.
Yeah.
God damn. Motherfucker.
It's like reacting to someone falling down.
It's not
elderly.
Except you're the one that fell down.
I'm the one that tripped.
You fell down comedically. Oh, well then, you know what, Dave? I'm gonna steal your thunder right now and step in and tell you that, because Chris has been trying to get me to start doing sets again.
Yes.
And I just
and start a band, but we can talk about it.
True, but one step at a time. But I saw Mandy Johnson recently, and she signed me up for the next Super Serious show.
Oh.
So in October, I have 2 months to write material and to basically scramble together a 10 to 15 minutes.
No, do jokes
set.
From 15 years ago. Come on.
In all seriousness, that's what you can make it fresh. Just add a tag.
I don't know.
Yeah, just change
scratch.
Obama to Trump.
Guys, I would have to dig into my
most of the jokes
hot dog on a stick is so crazy.
Just elaborate. I like
it. So what's the deal with global warming not being so bad? What, you know those people? Okay,
I have to pause you.
Absolutely.
Here. So sorry.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, this story. My friend Lewis, who's one of those people who is just like regular person, smart person, but just terrible at school and processing everything that had to do with school. I don't understand how he was this bad, but anyway, he went to school, college in New York. I was in LA, and I get this message from him at 2 a.m. He's like, hey, I have a paper to turn in 3 hours. Can you read this? And I was like, sure. And I read it, and I found an error in the title. The title was, "The Long-Term Ramifications of the Continuation of Apartheid into the 21st Century." This happened in the year 2000. And I was like, I just wrote, "Lewis, apartheid is over." And he wrote back, "Fuck."
No.
Yeah. He like researched a whole paper and like read books and stuff, and not in a single place did he discover that apartheid was over.
So he's just like a couple years behind it?
Yeah, I guess it must have been because he like probably didn't use the internet, and he probably read old books, I guess.
Oh, wow.
See, in his defense, everyone just has all the information available immediately.
But it was also the kind of thing where, like, you found out that apartheid ended. You know what I mean? Like, that was a thing I just knew.
You got to break him the good news.
No, thanks.
That's true. Yeah.
To him, it's almost like you ended it.
Yeah. Well, you don't know that I didn't.
Oh, I have done enough research to know it wasn't you. You were.
Well,
no, you haven't.
Cascara.
Ooh, I like the look of that.
Foam next time.
Yeah. Does anyone need a straw?
No, thank you. I've got
no thanks.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I forgot you that too. Starbucks gives you a sippy cup now.
I know.
I like it. No straws.
The infantilization has begun.
Absolutely.
What's that word?
Infantilization.
Yeah. Well, after I finish this, I'm going to go have sex with my underage girlfriend.
It's like, it's just, Well, lots of people talk about this in Iraq, but it's that thing of like when you're constantly holding a Starbucks, it's essentially like your baba that you hold on to all day long.
Right,
totally.
And suck off of and are addicted to.
Yep.
And it's that. And then all of the like you know, comic book movies and video game culture and everything, that it's just like, we, nobody has to be older than 8 years old if they don't want to be.
I want to have like a blouse like shirt with a camisole on it that I lift, and there's just a camelback of coffee where my breast would be.
Sorry, like female breasts?
There's no questions that need to follow.
No, okay,
that.
You're
the
right.
Here is
free
really
to be you and me.
My male breast. If it was a your, female breast,
your breast,
I'd be drinking my own milk, of course. Duh.
Wow.
This is a man coffee. Camel
so it would be
tit.
Inside
camelback.
Your. It would be in your tits.
Camelback is a brand. It's a backpack.
I know what a camelback is.
Here, let me tell. A lot of guys use it while hiking.
Do you wear it against your skin?
You can usually wear.
The answer is no.
Listen, quick answer, no. But go ahead.
I'm gonna have it taped around my chest with duct tape, like it's some sort of contraband, like a.
So okay,
prison.
It's gonna be in the same position as your boobs.
There's a man riding a bike with no tires. He's simply riding on
rims.
The metal rims.
Whoa!
That was a rims ride.
And that, I don't know what that means. Does it mean he was the second to steal? He stole the bike, but the guy before him just stole the tires?
Oh, the
there is something. There's something going
yeah.
on.
It
Wait,
must be a full moon tonight,
you know,
or
what?
Something.
Lights have been out everywhere. Something is going on with the grid.
Someone call City Hall.
I think we figured
the
it
grid.
Out. Get my big red phone. The commissioner needs to hear this.
The grid.
Now, Dave, if tonight truly is the end of the world, will there be a final good heroine, or will you guys say, thanks to the bookstore, we're going to probably take
man.
This down the street and some drinking?
Good heroin is happening, rain, shine, or Armageddon.
Okay.
And I've been saying that phrase. And here's how dedicated I am to stand-up. I hope that I die performing.
Yes,
I want to die on stage.
Dave, last week I talked about going to a trivia night, and the first question was, who's on the far right on Mount Rushmore? And I was like, I don't know who's on Mount Rushmore or anything about anything.
Yes.
Like a nervous breakdown about actually not being smart.
I mean,
really upsetting.
That is exactly what happens to me every time I go to a trivia night.
Yeah.
I don't know any of the answers. I feel bad.
Right.
And then I try to compensate for it in the way that I try to compensate for anything, everything in my life, which is to be funny.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that when people go to a trivia night, they want you to shut the fuck up and
right.
try to answer their question.
Yeah, yep, that's yep. right.
And I don't want to do anything where I can't joke around.
Yeah.
I like trivia night, but I do know that I'm not good at it. And I have friends that they didn't totally excel in school or like go to college and learn a bunch of stuff, but they watch Jeopardy a lot and they just know this shit. It's like the topic
Dude,
keeps coming up.
I can't do it.
I have
yeah.
friends that watch Jeopardy and they know everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Why do I feel so dumb? You've won millions of dollars in your living room.
It's all those. It's mostly lakes. It's just lakes. Yeah.
Just learn the lakes.
It's lakes and baseball.
Lakes and baseball.
It's basically what all knowledge boils down to. And I refuse to participate.
What is the Minnesota Twins?
And the question was,
what
the president
answer?
Right now.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Shit.
Oh, the Minnesota Twins. I haven't thought about the Twins in a while. Wonder how they're doing this season.
Yeah, good old Kirby Puckett.
Dude, I remember Kirby Puckett. What a cool name.
Yeah, it really is.
That was like when I cared about baseball back then when I don't know. I
it
was like
blasts
10.
Off the tongue, Kirby Puckett.
Kirby is a baby's name that needs to come back.
Yeah,
people are going to do all kinds of weird, crazy shit and random characters.
God,
how about just a Kirby?
Cutest baby name, isn't it?
I would
this
name my
Kirby.
Baby Kirby if the name changed when they were like 8. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Right, right. You can't.
Kirby is unfair to a grown-up.
No.
To a 44-year-old?
Yeah. Yeah.
In the Holiday Inn Breakfast Express line. Kirby, please pass
Kirby.
Me those egos.
Kirby.
Kirby, do you want this USA Today or not?
Actually, the more we say it, the more I think it's a great adult.
Kirby, get more firewood.
Kirby or dog?
Kirby. Get up off the curb.
Get up off
get
of
up
that
off
thing.
The curb. Yeah, Kirby. Do you like Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Kirby. That's why we call you Kirby.
Well, if you have a baby, what are you going to name it, Dave? You've been thinking about having a baby,
I'm gonna
right?
name it Chris Fairbanks.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That would be the answer, and
that's
thank
right.
you.
First name Chris Fairbanks, last name Karen Kilgarrett.
Yes.
I am so desperate to be like.
That's how you do it. Sacrifice that baby.
I don't know what I would name a kid. Yeah, I've never thought about it. I'm not even anywhere near that. You know what I mean?
McCabot McKenna.
McKenna? You got it.
Okay.
McKenna Ross.
Yeah, that's good.
Maybe I would, I don't know.
McKenna if it's a boy, McKenzie if it's a girl.
What if I just named it Ross?
Yeah, how about
three times. Ross, Ross, Ross.
Why wouldn't you name your baby Glengarry?
Oh, wow, that's a very...
Glengarry Glenn.
Glengarry Glenn. Yes.
How about just Rick Ross Jr.?
Oh, my God.
Get that's in great. There.
Rick Ross Jr. will be its first name. Rick Ross Jr. Ross.
Yeah,
because I'm deeply unfair as a person.
Mm-hmm.
What was Lori Kilmartin's joke about Lori Kilmartin Sheen? No, no. I think I pretty much told
it. Is that it?
Yeah, I think
Lori
so.
Lori Kilmartin Sheen. Yeah. Do either of you have kids?
Get to know us, Dave.
I'm so glad you said that.
Do either of you have grandkids?
Take me home. I left them outside to dig. I've never had a close call, never had a false alarm, never had a healthy sperm.
Damn, I didn't ask any of those questions. You just answered.
Really? Really?
Zero prospects. Yes. Zero prospects.
I have never had sex.
Just
ever.
Dried up like kindling inside.
My bloodline is just a dead end with a stack of dry wood. At
when
the
I was born, the doctor told my mother he's going to live a great life, but he will not have cum.
Yes.
Your baby can't cum, and he never will.
He's basically Sorry. Shiny and sealed up like a Ken doll. It's amazing. We've never seen it.
It looks pristine down there.
His leg, he's made of wax from the waist down.
It looks like we sanded it. Do either of you want kids?
Yeah, I like it. I just started getting into them the last couple years.
What?
Yeah. Chris, don't go on about that.
I'm sorry. I'll say it. See, it's true. I've gone on about it.
Chris, I'm going to pay you a compliment here.
Okay.
And
is it that I'm a terrific father?
Absolutely. No, you like, I don't know why I prefaced it that way. I just feel like I'm on your podcast. I wanted to warn. I'm about to brown nose a little bit. You know what I mean? Now, you have this joke that I love that you've been doing lately. I don't know if you've been doing it very recently, but in the past year, I've seen you do it a couple times about redheaded kids. It's like one of my favorite jokes in the past year.
It's, but then it's so I can back out of it. Because for a moment, it offends a lot of people.
Right. Yeah.
Then I figured out how to pull out of it.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, okay. That's why you stopped doing
That's
it for a minute.
Dave
okay.
brought it up because it really bothers him.
It triggers me.
it hurt a lot of feeling, a lot of pale skin feelings.
It's really funny. Like, I get it. And I will never tell someone, I will never like shit on someone or shame them for being triggered by something because, you know, it's very real for some people, but then also...
What if you couldn't come up with a reason?
Because, you know, because well, you know what? Fuck
you know
them.
What? Yeah. You know what? I'm actually coming up with nothing.
But it's funny because I've been through tons of shit in my life, and I don't have that in my brain, really. And so there is a certain amount where I'm like, yeah, he's talking about fucking kids who can't... Like, I...
Thank you again.
I tell people I fuck kids all the time. And I don't fuck kids, and I feel like that's clear context has been created just by nature of me acting this way.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, it doesn't... I never think it's weird that people hate it. I just don't understand it personally for me.
It feels like, though... But people hating it, since you know that is... That is basically... Is that guy driving on the left side of the... Or
I mean,
right side of the car?
It's a neat car, but he knows it. And
oh, that
why
is a British car?
I believe.
Yes.
That man was shipped over here from Britain.
He had a beautiful car, a nice jawline, and his future looks bright.
He's wearing a V-neck, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck and him.
Because of that, V-neck. Your future looks dark.
Yes, yes. We can't both have a bright future at that intersection.
No. Ooh. He won it. Yeah.
So many, everyone is crazy. This is the worst day of traffic.
Yeah, people are driving like...
Now, this guy's drifting. Dude. There's a bike in the middle of the road. What and the hell are you doing?
We almost saw a moped eat it. Oh, that's crazy.
God. That would have been
we
awful.
Just should pull over and hold each other while shivering.
Absolutely. Honestly, I'm up for that whenever you guys want.
Okay.
To hold
how about
each other
20
and
minutes?
Yeah, no problem.
So, what was your post about this whole Instagram thing where people were, everyone was cutting and pasting that legal notice that...
Oh, mine. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Karen, do you know what he's talking about?
I think so, but I skimmed it on Twitter. I'm
yeah,
not on
Yeah, because you're not a grammar.
It was recently someone posted this graphic that was a screenshot of text,
right.
But then the word Instagram had been pasted into it a
right.
bunch of times. And it was like basically saying Instagram changed their terms of service. They can now share your information and use your photos for whatever they want. But if you post this graphic, then it's like legally binding.
Screen.
It's in your account
right.
that they're not allowed to use your stuff.
And everyone kind of fell for it. And then immediately the people that didn't do it, not out of seeing through the lie
or they just waited
out of laziness. They're like I was like, oh, should I do that? I don't care. Go ahead. I've nothing to hide, I think, is why I didn't. But then immediately everyone was making fun of the people that did do it.
Yeah, so a bunch of comics posted it that were like, hey, watch out. And then a bunch of other comics were like, everyone who posted this is stupid
yep.
and old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they just hadn't done it yet.
Yeah.
Just by chance.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so funny to watch. That's a really weird element of comedy where comedians yell about how dumb other comedians are all the time.
Yes.
Every time I see it, I'm like, guys, we're all just going to keep being here, man.
But it is that thing of a trend comes up, and then whether or not you participate in it obviously is a very loaded decision, at least for me, every time, whether it's a game or a trend or whatever. And then you're afraid to do it because you know it's hacky, but then you do it anyway. And then when the wave crests, the new wave is everybody going, you fucking idiot for
yes.
doing that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And that to me is so much hackier
yes.
than at least just participating and having fun, because who gives a shit about Twitter anyway?
Yes.
But like, there's nothing I hate more than the second wave, I told you so people, because it's like the easiest thing there is to do.
Right.
Man, we're going to see, I predict that we're going to see a lot of that I told you so shit in a big way over the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the like, all how important social justice online was to people for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to turn into people, that's going to sort of die down a little bit. And because it, you know, it got extreme and lacked nuance in some ways. And then there's going to be a shitload of people being like, everyone who did that is an asshole.
Yeah.
Man, I don't want to have any part of any of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, because I think there's a lot of trolls that hide as the people that you would assume as an average white person to be involved in the social justice. So then they're actually trolls. So they have this weird hidden persona, and they're like kind of tweaking the argument to make whichever minority look like assholes. Like that's the thing I've noticed.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Super creepy and weird is like people coming on. Like, I just don't understand why you're not required, if you're going to interact on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, to have your real name and picture.
I don't understand that either. Right. Like, it's now an extension of your identity. We have to get a driver's license.
Yes.
I really feel like it's similar to that.
Because then all those people that like, oh, I guess I was just trolling that 12-year-old because I was bored. Like, those people know.
They'll go away.
Because there's so much creepy shit people do hidden away. I mean, like, it just plays on the worst of, like, human instinct, kind of. It's gross. I hate the internet.
I really do, yeah. I'm
addicted.
Out of
I'm addicted to a thing I hate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really... It's too bad, too. It's just...
And the answer is just getting out... Like, there's... Like, where we stayed up in the Bay Area, it was near your stomping grounds of Petaluma, but it was like Lagunitas. It was in the mountains surrounded by redwood trees. It was beautiful.
Yeah,
my phone didn't
Marin
work
County.
There. And yeah,
you're
yeah.
from Petaluma? I didn't
yeah.
know that.
Yeah.
Petaluma is one of the prettiest places I've ever
loved
been.
Your town.
It's the best.
I loved your town.
I'm
so
quite
cool.
proud of my town and my dairy.
But my phone was kind of worthless there, and it was this weight was lifted off my shoulders. I felt terrific.
Yeah,
I felt like. Man. Early 90s Fairbanks, man. Remember? I was killing it, guys.
You were so young and fresh.
Oh, man.
Remember that guy?
Yeah, he's gone now.
Dead.
I, like, removed Twitter almost completely from my life.
Really?
And I, like, yeah. I mean, I had, you know, I had built up followers there, and so I felt shitty about just ending that. Also,
you did end it? You got off.
Dude, I did.
It was only 232 people.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I know.
Just kidding.
No, you're not wrong.
Let him have it.
It was 232, and it was also, I made most of those accounts myself.
Oh, right.
It's all different faces.
And that's the work I'm talking about. I had to fucking open an account.
Right.
Get a Gmail address. You know what I mean? Like, it was a lot of effort. No, I like built up, like, it was like 15,000 or so followers, and I was like, I still might want to promote stuff. I don't want to, like, hold up a middle finger to that, you know? But I didn't want to look at it, so I literally...
you can just suspend or what do you call it? Make it invisible.
Yeah, I just wanted to... Instead, I just turned it into, like, one big dumb joke. And I downloaded this app that will tweet for you once a day. And so I just programmed this app to tweet the same thing for me every day at 1 p.m. And it just... So my account, if you look down... I promote stuff and then I delete it immediately, and then the rest of my account it just says what day is it, like hundreds of times.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
Retweet it.
Yes,
that's been happening a lot. People lately.
It's funny. Yeah, I've gotten followers from it, and I never look at Twitter anymore. Right now, I am promoting the album, but other than that, I'm just not looking at it. So I cannot tell you how much it's changed my life for the better. Just the like, I don't. The app is hidden on my phone. I'll go days without looking at the Twitter app, and it's just like, oh my God, it's so great.
Well,
it's
Karen, good. You're pretty addicted to
I'm
Twitter.
Pretty addicted.
And you had a month off or something?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Thank you, Chris. That's right.
Yeah.
I took a month off in May, I think. Was it the month of May?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a delight. It was much better, but I have the thing where there's a little element for, because I don't do sets, I need to write jokes. Like
I really thought you said I don't do sex.
I don't do sex.
I need jokes.
Twitter. That's really what it all boils down to, isn't it?
It's either sex or Twitter.
Sex. If you're on Twitter, you're not having sex.
That was the thing with me. I actually started having like a lot of sex so I could get rid of Twitter.
You were too busy for Twitter. Yeah. See, that's nice. That's a great...
Ooh,
yeah.
That was
another one!
What is happening?
This is the scariest day.
You stay there, sir.
Oh, God. I'm embarrassed. This is my neighborhood.
So you're staying on Twitter because it scratches that itch.
Came back because I just have these mediocre jokes I really need to tell the people.
Absolutely. That's and how I feel
about
stand-up.
You've got great jokes.
Yeah.
Let's not do that. Let's not play that.
Okay, you're right.
You're a Twitter joke
machine. I got to get back on the hyper ego machine for my October set.
Yep.
It's true, though. You are very good on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah.
People love it.
Did you
it.
Know that you have someone who made an Instagram fan account for you and they just post screenshots of your tweets?
Really?
Yes.
Someone comes, there's people who
Kilgare
come on.
Kilgare GIF?
Is Kilgare GIF? Is that it?
GIF?
So, yeah. That's, Shmoo does that with, made GIFs of like different things I've been on, which is horrifying. Just truly a horror for me.
But it's well done, and I've caught up on a lot of your brain material.
What?
Everyone's honking, everyone's crazy,
everyone's
eating each other's faces.
It's a. I think we're peaking in terms of people being on pills. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Actually, this neighborhood has a massive opiate problem.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I moved into it?
Yes. You're their dealer, you know that.
God, I'm two blocks. I'm on the corner of Crisis and Opioid.
Go, dude. Go.
Yeah.
Go, God.
For fuck's sake.
It is horrifying.
I mean. What's the last movie you've seen, Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I think the last time I saw a movie in the theater was Citizen Kane.
When I was just a boy.
How about music? Last night I saw a band at Terre Grande Ballroom, which is one of my favorite places to
watch. Was it?
It was Ty Siegel.
Oh, he's great, man.
Good Lord, it was a fun time. There's those bands where you listen to them, it didn't really speak to me on, you know, Spotify on shuffle. But man, live, my face was being melted off, but yeah. It wasn't mushrooms.
He's incredible live. I'm actually going to see a band tonight.
Very good.
Who is from Marin County.
What band?
Ceremony. Do you know them?
Mm-mm.
They're from Rohnert Park.
Oh, that's the town next to Petaluma.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I always think of them with Petaluma because Anthony, the guitar player, who's the guy that I know in the band, he runs a festival up there in Petaluma every year called Homesick.
Oh, I thought the comedy festival. There's a comedy festival there.
I saw that.
Too.
It's called Petalama.
Yeah. Yes.
That is a real. I love Dominic. I know and love Dominic very much and very well.
I hung out with him up there.
Terrible name.
Yes, it is. Can you hear that, Dom?
Let me defend Dominic. Ooh, look at this.
Is your defense that it sounds like Petaluma?
No, it's that in the 70s in Petaluma, they had a t-shirt you could buy at Nothing But T-Shirts, the local iron-on t-shirt shop, which was very big in like 1978. Wow. And
I was going to say, were you born in the 19th century?
Kind of. And
am I funny?
Basically, it was a little, it was like a little, almost looked like a cartoon of a Muppet, and it was just like a guy with yellow feathers and long legs and big googly eyes, and it said Pet a Llama underneath it.
Whoa,
and
weird.
It was popular within our town, so he's just making a reference to this dumb fucking shirt that was like a kind of like a tourist souvenir.
So it's
it's also only I'm Ross. Realizing that I just said that on a recorded podcast about my friend.
Yeah. Yeah,
hey, that wasn't nice of me to do.
No. Why
Dave's
don't you
not your friend, Dominic.
Take a dive into that pedophile
when
well
you move
again.
To Los Angeles, you learn lessons like this all the time. Yeah. You're good comedy friends.
Yes. I think actually I've been a little shit talky on this episode.
Don't worry, it's just permanently on the internet forever.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you know what it is, constantly it's my... talking about what a great person you are, and then boom, attacking Dominic. Attacking Petalamas.
I love you, Dom.
Yeah.
You know, I blame my friendship with Karen actually. We have built a rapport, you and I, Karen, that scared people on the internet one
day. Yes, yeah, that was bad.
That was really funny.
Let's elaborate.
I attacked Dave. It was really weird because it was one of those things where I'm sure I'd had too much coffee and I thought I was being funny.
It was funny. It was very funny.
But then it was like, but then of course it's the internet. So then Dave has to say something back. He's not going to be like, you're the best or whatever. He's going to be like, so he like gave it back a little bit. Then we just kept doing it. But then it was too real.
Yeah.
And people were like, hey, whoa. can't explain it.
Well,
but
Karen and I we had just had a conversation. It was like a couple weeks before this happened, we had had a conversation somewhere about how comedians hanging out should be meaner than joshing. Like, if we are friends,
we had the conversation right there with Jay Larson, remember?
Yeah.
We were standing at the back of the Good Heroin Show saying, we're bringing back mean comedy.
Yeah. totally. And I definitely miss that. I mean, I'm from New York, and how I came into being funny was sitting around with a bunch of people just making fun of each other. And so we talked about that.
You're always busting balls, right?
Yeah, but I'm a ball buster.
Yeah.
So then I see you at Bright Spot with Chase Bernstein, and I like I think I said in passing, they were like, what's up with you? And I was like, I gotta go meet my manager. And then Karen was like, voila dee da, someone has a manager. And then when I looked at my phone or got home or something, there was a tweet from Karen that was like, just saw Dave Ross, and it only took him 2 seconds to bring up the fact that he has a fucking manager. And so then I was like, I said some shit to
which
Karen.
Which is a ridiculous thing.
So funny.
Yeah. I get it. I would have got it from a distance.
But I will say that I leveled it up. I think I'm the one that made it to the point where people were like, this is mean, because I am fully aware of how much we are friends.
Yes.
But the next thing I said was, you said that, and I was like, Karen, you are older than my manager. And that is, if you don't know that you and I are cool, you're like, damn, dude.
Yeah.
And then you said something really mean after that.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I think I said, because I do remember how mean I was, because at least I work. And that's when I knew, because I was like, It's funny, but there's only one direction this can take, because yes. we have to keep outdoing each other, because this needs to stop.
Right, right.
And it should have stopped with your response, and I could have done something else, but it was like,
no.
instead, it, but can I say a little bit before?
Because you do work more than Dave, so.
People need to know.
Well, here we go.
No, stand up. You hit the road. It's great.
But I think the reason this energy started was Chase and I sat in this booth at the Bright Spot and watched Dave talk to this guy standing on the street for so long, and we were waving at him. I was texting Dave over and over.
Really?
And yes, and it was like you and this dude, who it turned out was some comic Drug from a different town, mm-hmm. were rapt talking about something, and it was like, I wanted you to look at your phone and see, like, oh, there's 15 texts from Karen, because we were 10 feet away from each other and you didn't know. So it started this weird energy toward you of like, of like an attack energy. I can't explain it, but then when you came in, it was just like, oh, look who it is. And you're right, like, I'm going to meet my manager.
Well, you know what was so wonderful about it, though, was that the way, I don't know if you remember this, but the way that the interaction on Twitter ended was someone jumped in and called one of us a dick, and then we were both like, don't do that.
Yeah.
It's cool. And then we both said, I'm sorry and I love you. And then I saw you like a week later at a show, and I remember it so clearly. I was like, Karen, and you were like, Dave. I was like, I'm so sorry. And you were like, I've been upset about it all week.
Oh,
I was like,
so
me too.
Funny.
I feel absolutely terrible. And that was the way that the next four or five interactions we had went. Are you still thinking about it? Oh, yeah. I feel really bad.
Yes. When we first saw each other in person, the look on both of our faces was like we had been at a party and we had both slapped each other at the same time.
Totally.
Where it was like, Dave, I would never want to say any of those things to you and in public. Like, I don't know what it was like.
I think that the reason that we don't have like mean energy hanging out as comedians is that it's bad.
It's
right, right.
It affects us very poorly.
Yes. Being mean sucks.
Yeah.
It never feels good.
Well, and also, if you don't, like, it's usually the smart thing to do is save it up for people you genuinely hate. But when you're shitting on your friends, where I'm like, I'm not close enough with Dave to be this mean to him. Like,
we weren't that close yet.
It wasn't like that.
Maybe the point is that that's what brought you closer.
It actually is.
You know what it did? It made me get a manager, because that's what it was all about deep down. I was jealous.
You know, I don't have representation anymore.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah, so the tables have turned.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm going to get right back on Twitter with that information.
Tear me apart.
No, it's funny. When I first started in Austin, there was older guys that were all mean. They would shut off the microphone while you were on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There was a, hey, new kid, we're going to show you the ropes vibe. And now, and I would get so mad. I'm like, wanted to actually get in fights with them, and now I love those guys. Like, and I think it has something to do with overcoming that.
Right, getting the respect.
And so there is something that comes from busting balls or taking a piss.
Yeah, taking a piss out of it.
Is then later on you're like closer. I don't know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Now everyone's afraid to fight.
You just have to do it right, and there can't really be, you have to be careful with the truth part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was the thing of you and I just immediately, I shamed you hard, then you came back and shamed me, and then I was like, what's a bigger shame than the shame I started with?
I felt so bad, particularly because I like, age is just like, it's just not all right. You know what I mean? Like, you talk shit about someone's age or their looks or how funny they are. Mm. And that's all we were doing. It was like, you're not funny or you're ugly or you're Hollywood.
Yeah.
Just like all actually
sounds
bad.
It's fun to me.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want it to be true. And we didn't know each other well enough to know for a fact that it wasn't how we actually felt about each other.
I am. Well, I am, you know, deeply insecure. So I was like, am I?
You're right,
now
right.
I'm gonna leave this car and wonder if I am once again.
Okay. Yeah, get it back on the front burner. Yeah.
Where you're at. Good idea. For the Good Heroine show.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing this show? here?
Like almost 5 years.
Oh, wow. Oh, God, we're all old. The earth is spinning and we aren't going to make it.
Who does the posters for Good Heroin?
Yeah.
Jack I love Sjogren those. Is his name.
Sjogren.
So good.
Yeah, he's a great artist.
And his novel is so good.
His Sjogren. Novel?
Oh. It's sorry. A little thick.
I don't know Sjogren.
Sjogren. It's a classic.
It's just a book we've all read except you.
It's a new thing to freak out about.
Oh, good.
Anything else to plug other than your album that everyone should
say? Say the name of the album because you haven't said it.
It's called The Only Man Who Has Ever Had Sex.
I love it.
Yeah, and you can get it. I made a website where you can... Every version you can buy of it, digital and the flipbook and stuff, is there. And the URL is sex.guns.beer.
Nice. Yeah. That wasn't taken?
No.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. I bet you're picking up some new sweet, sweet fans with that mistake.
People who just like guns and beer.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go to guns.beer and see what's there.
You just keep getting booked in the deep south. No offense if you live there, but you do have a lot of guns and beer.
You can't make that noise in your voice when you're saying no offense. That's more offense. As I learned this with Dave. It's even more offensive.
Man, sorry.
You know, I really hope that I've been nice and that we are friends.
Yes.
Yeah. It's really dredged some stuff up for me.
I think when you intentionally like dent the car of the friendship, then there's more appreciation of the rest of the vehicle. What?
Yeah.
What
no.
Hey, talking
about? Slow it out. It was great. Slowed out like verbal diarrhea.
You really did.
When you intentionally crash your friendship car into
another friendship car into the harbor.
Then in the auto body shop, the friendship will be fixed.
And
yes.
Then they stand up.
And it would cost a lot of money, but then the car is
a friendship coupon.
New.
And there's patches of love Bondo.
But all right. Put friendship armor all on the love dash.
Nice. Dave, this has been a joy.
Thank you so much for having me. I love you both.
Yes, love you too.
Yeah, we don't say that in my family. This has been Do You Need a Ride?
D-Y-N.
A-R.
Beep, beep. Oh.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us time and terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.